What's up, suitors? Welcome back to another edition of Suits Talk, Season 4, Episode 12 edition. I'm your host, Aaron, and as always, I'm joined by Nick. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much, man. Just thinking about that green screen right now.
Dude, I'm thinking about your hair because it looks really swoopy right now. Did you get a haircut?
I didn't. It's just really nice today.
Oh, it just looks really short.
No, it's not. It's just not styled up, see?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's looking really swoopy, dude.
It's been swoopy since the start of season 4. So.
Okay, you're right. No, it, I mean, yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's been swoopy since season 4.
Okay, so, episode 12, I believe the episode was called Respect.
Respect. I thought it was called Get on the Team, but Respect.
Respect. So, let's do the usual. Give the show a grade.
I'm going to suggest something here. Maybe you'll be down for it.
Whoa. Okay.
Instead of a out of 10, what about a grade? Like A, B, C, C minus, B minus.
I think that that could be something we could do in season 5.
Let's. I really want to do it right now. I feel like this episode's a solid C minus.
Okay.
I feel like that's the best description.
Just give me a number, buddy.
Okay.
You can't just break and change things.
5 out of 10.
5 out of... You know that 5 is the bare minimum for a
Suits
episode.
Yeah, and it's there.
It's there.
A 5 or 6 out of 10, yeah.
I was thinking a 5.72.
What? Yeah. So a 6.
A 5.72.
Okay, a 5.72. So we both agree it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Okay. I mean, it wasn't... Okay, just to be clear here, listeners, there's no bad Suits episode, but compared to the other episodes, this one was kind of lackluster, I guess.
Yeah, it didn't really... It really didn't seem to have, like, a direction in it.
Yeah,
it just seemed to jump around a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a fan of the episodes where it's just kind of like they tackle a client, you know? It feels really procedural.
Yeah.
So.
I hate that. I can't watch shows where it's not like every episode is, like, another step in the plot.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do like it sometimes. Like, I like Psych, which was on the USA channel. I thought that was cool, but I expect that kind of show, so.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, solid 5 or 6 out of 10. Not that good. That's my point. So.
Okay, I agree with you.
Cool. Finally, we agree on something on this show.
It's
been too long since we've said that.
Forever. Okay, so we're... I don't think we have any updates. I'm still sick. I think we avoided coughs in the last episode pretty well.
We did. The editing really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, so I've still kind of got a cough, and I haven't had any medicine, so I'm gonna try not to cough in the episode again. Hopefully we can do that, but if you do hear something, I apologize. So let's get into the episode. We've got a few points to talk about. I think this will probably be a relatively short pod compared to what we usually do.
We say that all the time, but...
you're right. I don't know how many times I've said that, and it turned into a 45-minute podcast.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm looking at the quick rundown that we did, and it's not very long, so I don't think... I'm thinking... We'll be in and out really quick, so but we'll see. So, what do you want to get into first?
I think Lewis is the crowd favorite.
Yeah. Well, okay, I agree with that. So, in this episode, I guess.
Oh man, I'm coughing now.
Come on, dude.
Sorry.
All right. So, in this episode, Lewis. I guess why don't we just tell them what plot points we have, and then we'll just I feel like that'll be more organized. The main plot points that the main things that happen in this episode are Lewis getting his first client as a named partner, which is so kind of the Lewis sequence of events. Then you have Harvey and Gerard sequence of events, which seemed to be the primary thing that happened in that episode.
Yeah, I would agree.
And then you kind of had a smaller plot going on with Jessica and Malone, with Lewis kind of being in there as well. So those are the main things that we're going to talk about. So let's start with Lewis. So Lewis got his first client. her name was Joan, I think.
Joan Walsh?
Yes. So he got that through Jessica, sort of, who...
Passed it on to Harvey, who passed it on to Lewis, really.
Well, Harvey didn't really pass it on at all.
Donna did.
Yeah. So Lewis got his first client, and...
He just threw it away, pretty much. Just
royally effed it up right off the bat.
I saw that coming from the bat when Rachel was trying to tell him something. He's like, no, don't speak, and trying to be like, you know, hey, I'm named partner. blah, 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 blah. And she was trying to tell him something. And you could see that little smirk on her face. Like,
yep. I mean,
it was take it, man. Yeah. So
deserved.
But I think my favorite thing about the episode, pretty much all 5 points, comes from the parts of Lewis. Just that he kind of hit back to home. I think he was on kind of a high last episode from being named partner, and he just kind of gradually got owned the whole episode, just kept getting, like, torched by people, and he kind of came back down to earth, you know? He kind of realized that he's not so hot after all, and he's not being a real team player.
Yeah.
So maybe he's not going to be this ultimate villain we were thinking about.
Well, let me just tell you, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone who is listening to this probably already knows. Somehow, the TV messed up, and we missed out on half of the preview for next week. So we don't actually know what's in it, but I saw a tweet earlier by the Suits USA Twitter that had something about it that had a picture of Daniel Hardman in it, and it said he's back. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that he is in the
flashback
that is in the preview, and I just... because we saw the first part of it where it said it was a flashback. I'm just going to tell you guys how disappointed I am, because when I found out earlier today, because they tweeted this like a couple hours before the show came on, when I found out that, I was like, oh my gosh, Daniel Hardman's going to be on the show. I was like, dude, we're going to have some double epic villainry going on with Lewis and Hardman, the two greatest villains the show's had, together, working together.
And then you didn't get your wish.
And then now I'm not going to get
well, not wish for sure. We didn't see the promo. Maybe he's going to be in present times.
Yeah, but I doubt it. So it's like now Lewis has just turned into a weenie. We saw at the end of the episode. He's back, pretty much back on the team. And obviously Hardman's not coming back. And I'm just, my hopes and dreams are crushed.
Well, real quick before we go into the next thing, what I was thinking about as you were saying that, it's kind of, where does the show go from here then? If Lewis doesn't have this chip on, which I guess he will have the chip on his shoulder, but if he's not this ultra villain, like, what do we have to look forward to until the end of the season?
Well, I still think we'll see some clashes from Lewis and Harvey and Jessica for the remaining 4 episodes of the season, but I don't know. I guess... I really, it's hard to tell what kind of direction we're going in. If the next episode is a flashback, then we've really only have 3 episodes. So I don't really think that we'll see like an emergence of any new sort of plot or anything like that.
That's what season 3 did though. Because remember the end of season 3 that they got involved in that
the law.
Yeah, when they were like, it was Harold and.
Yeah,
Mike,
but that was
that was
like literally the last episode.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess something could happen.
Potentially.
Anyways, I have something of a... I'm not sure if I'm psychic or I can like see into the future, but as I was driving home to get to my house to watch Suits with you, I started to think it in the car.
You just revealed where our super, super secret studio is.
Oh, yeah. Don't... Yeah.
You're going to have to cut that, bro.
Well, it's at my house now. It's not at your house, so...
Yeah. I think we've told him before that it was at my house.
Yeah, it's pretty ghetto, but hey, we sound good, so...
Hey. Now, we've got an epic studio, dude.
If only you could see a picture of it and be kind of like, But anyways, I was driving home and I was thinking, like, what's this episode going to be about? I started to, like, think about it real quick because, you know... I'm the best co-host. I get excited for it. Assistant and I started to host. Think about... Because I'm rewatching Breaking Bad right now. And I was like, you know what? Suits just needs something to make me, like, care about Harvey, you know? Because the most characterization we get is with Lewis. Everything we see about Harvey is just, like, work, 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 work. For the most part. And I was like, you know, I just want to see him be, like, a normal person. You know?
We didn't get to see him be a normal person in
this
episode.
But we got a lot more of his, like, human side. You know what I mean? Because he was all upset about his ethics professor not being ethical when he's not really the most ethical person around. And we see him kind of come to grips with it and, like, kind of the shady stuff he's done. It's not explicitly stated, but, you know, through some of the stuff they talk about.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I was just thinking about that. We need something like that. So... Maybe I just credited myself for being psychic, but...
Yeah, I'm not really sure what you're talking about, to be
what
honest.
I'm saying is, like, look, you... Like, we always see Harvey as this cold lawyer that's just...
We saw...
Wins and just loves to win. And then this episode, he gets kind of upset when the person... When Gerard says, hey, you're the best because you break the rules, essentially.
Okay, but you're saying that we don't see the human side of Harvey, but...
We don't really.
In this season, we've seen a human side of Harvey plenty of times.
But Harvey not as basically much as Mike fell in or love in this Lewis, season. Though.
Well.
Like, I feel like that we know more about who Lewis is and who Mike is outside of work than we do Harvey. And I know that's part of his character. You know, that's just kind of who he is. But I think it'd be cool to explore that.
Well, I think the point is that Harvey doesn't really have a character outside of work.
Yeah, but I mean... Everyone has, like, a life outside of work. It doesn't matter how small it is. Someone has a life outside of work. Unless you're a god like Harvey, maybe. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Anyways.
Before we... I mean, you already kind of started talking about Harvey, but...
Yeah.
One more thing that I want to talk about on the whole Lewis saga. Donna laying the smackdown on Lewis towards the end of the episode where she... Told him he had to be on the team.
She was kind of that spark that he... Or that... Kick in the behind, kind of, you know? Well, to get him thinking the right way again.
I feel like... The last episode was just Lewis getting smacked around.
Mm-hmm.
And then this episode was just Lewis getting smacked around. I mean... But I think Donna might be the final nail for him.
Yeah.
That was a good little speech.
Well, it's obvious he cares about Donna, too. So...
And that brings up what I really wanted to talk about. Something that I mentioned to you while we were watching the show. I think that... this is really, like, off the wall. I don't know where this came from, but I just get this vibe from the direction that their characters are going. I just think that Donna and Lewis are going to end up sleeping together. Maybe not in this episode.
Lana?
I mean, in this season. Donna?
Lana. Lewis and Donna? Oh, Lana?
Lana. I just have a feeling that they will end up together. Not like together, but I think they'll end up sleeping together at some point in the show. And then I think that Donna will be like, oh my gosh, this is a mistake. But I just have a feeling. I feel like it's like a very slow trend in that direction. Because early in the show, it was always obvious that Lewis had a thing for Donna. But they never tried to develop that relationship. Like, Donna always just kind of blew him off. But now it's obvious, like, Donna and Lewis, like, their interactions are actually becoming more and more important in the show.
Well, it's not even that they're kind of setting it up even. I think they're just kind of laying the breadcrumb.
Yeah.
It's like breadcrumbs, if that makes sense. Like, yeah. It's not going to, like, be explicitly stated. But if it is, and you go back and watch these episodes, mm-hmm. there's like things you make, oh
yeah,
well, there's this and there's that and there's that.
It's like, it would have been weird if after the first season Donna and Lewis just ended up sleeping together. But now it's like we've seen them go through so many different things together and be on screen together just doing things enough where it makes sense, or it would make sense with a little bit more push.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's one of okay, so let's talk about this Harvey Gerard thing.
Okay. That's probably my least favorite part of the episode.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really like it. I guess it's just because, like I said, it felt really procedural. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen that character before, I think.
Yes.
And I wasn't a fan of that episode, really. It just kind of was like, it's okay. But well,
I think that Harvey, or should I say, I think that Gabriel Macht and his father...
Steven,
who plays Gerard... have excellent chemistry on the screen. So I enjoyed this part of the episode. I'm the opposite of you because I just wasn't really a fan of Lewis in this episode. I just don't think it's already, because we saw so much Lewis in the first half of the fourth season.
We've seen so much Lewis.
This whole season has been about Lewis. I'm a little bit sick of Lewis. So I was glad for this episode to be kind of low key on Lewis. And we got more of this side. And I got to just see Harvey be ruthless again, which I missed. Because I feel like he's turning into a bit of a softie, to be honest.
Yeah. I think, well, you know, I guess I take back what I said. I don't totally hate it because of what I mentioned earlier. I like seeing that he's not totally cold all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I do kind of agree with you that he's still Harvey. And he's still, you know, cold, and he's still ruthless. It's like...
savage.
A savage. It's like, I know that you don't watch The Sopranos, but it's like, we see Tony be this nice guy and this family guy, but he's still a ruthless mobster. He's still like a sociopath. Mm-hmm. And that's like the core... and that's like a core part of the show. And that's a core part of this show. It's like, well, we can have Harvey fall in love. We can have him have his heart broken, but he's still got to be like ruthless when it comes to the law.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're kind of losing that edge.
Yeah.
And that makes the dynamic between those things, the contrast, really not too different. So I don't know if I like that.
I like it.
Of course you do. You just can't agree with me. So
that's true. We already agreed once. We can't agree twice on an episode.
I don't think we've ever agreed in an episode until today. It's maybe historic in Suits.
They probably heard that and were like, is this scripted? Like, what's going on here?
Pause the cast and text their friends. Dude, Aaron and Nick got along for once.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, what about my favorite part of the episode?
I thought you already said
no.
You said your favorite part of the episode
is the Lewis. That's like 5 of the 6 out of 10. The other one is Harvey lying to Mike at the end when they're in the restaurant.
Yeah, man, Harvey.
That, like, it didn't give me like feels. I think that's really an over exaggeration. But when he said that, because Mike wasn't like staring him in the eyes, and then he said it, you can tell by the way Harvey was like staring at him that he was just lying right to his face. And yeah. I was like, ooh.
Well, whenever Harvey and Gerard were in Harvey's office and like Gerard pretty much said that he knew that Mike was a fake and Harvey just kind of played off it, and then it all like just was okay and Gerard left and Harvey said he was going to pay for everything, I was like, okay, I don't think that I'll turn into anything. Just the way that it went down, I was like, Gerard obviously is happy that Harvey got him out of this situation. He's not going to do anything. But then the fact that they threw that in at the end of the episode makes me wonder if I think it was either there for one of two reasons. It was either there just to show that Harvey will lie to Mike and nothing really will happen to it, or it was there to show that something will actually happen with it, which is kind of a scary thought. I mean, it just feels like we're never going to get out from under this black cloud of
exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's like, they're all on this rug, and you're pulling it out from under them. If they can keep going for as long as they want, but eventually there's going to be no more carpet left. So you're just going to keep, and then eventually it's going to just fall. So
I guess I just keep thinking that eventually they'll just get it under wraps, and it won't be a plot point on the show anymore. Yeah. But they just keep going back to it, which is fine. I mean, it's kind of the premise of the show that he's not really a lawyer. But I just think it's just weird to me, like, at some point, there's just going to be a whole massive group of people that know his secret. I mean, you have to just think at some point, maybe at the show's conclusion, who knows, Mike will just finally be caught.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's a very real conclusion to the show.
It kind of popped into my head when I was pondering all this earlier, right after the show ended, that a fitting end would be Mike getting caught and Harvey somehow getting him out of it.
Or, like, sacrificing himself and being like, I haven't done anything right my whole life. This is my chance. Oh,
that would be legit.
Crying as he's put into a thing.
Dude. That would be legit.
Or, I disagree, my ideal ending would be just a massacre at Pierce Inspector. Harvey just going ham, dude.
Dude, why do you always gotta say weird stuff, man?
Do we talk about a massacre all the time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Off the air. Okay. No, we don't. No, okay. But for real. I don't know if I was just reading too much into it, but I thought it was really clever, if this is what they intended, when he was talking to Gerard about, you know, how he got paid off to do something unethical, and then he slipped that thing saying, like, hey, pretty much saying, like, hey, I know Mike's not who he says he is. Like, he's kind of onto it. And then Harvey turns around and is like, hey, don't worry about the 25 G's. To me, he was saying, like, hey, don't worry about it. Like, I'll take care of it. Like, trying to instill, like, I'll pay for it so that you don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of took it as.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I was reading too much into it or not.
No, I think that's kind of what he was getting at.
Straight G.
Taking another bribe, dude.
I know.
Professor, dude.
I'm saying, dude. Thank God I don't go to Harvard and take law classes. Gosh.
Okay, so let's hit on, I guess, the last major kind of plot point of the show.
I don't want to talk about Malone.
Yeah, we're really not fans of the Malone character. I think we're ready for him to just get thrown off of the green-screened roof.
I'm still waiting for that dumpster we talked about to just make an appearance. He can get
thrown off of the green-screened roof into the dumpster.
Into a green-screened dumpster?
Yeah.
No, but really, I just don't like their relationship.
Yeah.
It feels very fake.
Yeah, I just don't think that. It feels pretty forced. And it's not really Gina Torres's fault. I just don't think that that's her. It just doesn't really suit Jessica, you know.
It doesn't. If she's some independent woman that loves work,
yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah,
I guess the whole thing with Lewis at the end, where he went in there and did it for Malone, I don't know, man. I don't like it.
I feel like Malone is a really disposable character.
Yeah,
like if you take out Lewis, we don't have a lot of plot points. We take out Jessica, you know, Rachel, etc.
Mm-hmm.
If you take out Jeff Malone, nothing really happens. And maybe he doesn't really contribute.
He's just there to show that Rachel's not a robot. I mean, Rachel. Jessica. Jessica's not a robot. That's because before him, she was pretty much all ruthless.
She
all
still the time. Is, though.
Well, yeah, but then he's around. She's like, "Oh, you got me some Cuban food, like
oh, and that's two so awesome. And two DVDs from Redbox.
Two Redbox DVDs.
I pay you $400,000 a year, and you don't buy the DVD. You go to Redbox for $1.20.
Oh God!
Shuts the door in the face. Anyways, yeah, but I just really don't like Jeff Malone. Pull something in where he finds about Mike's secret. Oh
my God, no. Please do not make
eventually, it. Eventually, it's literally going to be all of Pierce Inspector knows Mike's secret.
They're just going to have an announcement and make everybody in the company sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Just have everybody sign it like, "Hey, if you do this, we'll pay you like $20,000.
Deal. They just have a big giant filing cabinet of non-disclosure agreements about Mike's secret.
If I worked there and they did that, I'd jump out of the roof onto a dumpster myself, because that's like signing yourself up for like jail time immediately. Like literally. You're signing your way. Like, I hope Lewis knows that by signing that form just to get his stupid name on the wall, Mike's going to get caught eventually, and he's going to be going to prison, probably. Unless they can, like, finagle a way around it. That's so terrible. That's terrifying.
Well, we don't know the circumstances of him getting caught, so I'm assuming...
Not true.
I'm assuming that if it were to happen, he would just be like, "I didn't tell anybody," and they would just go along with it. You know?
Well, what I was thinking about is if Mike's secret ever gets out, I think they're going to be more focused on Mike and his fraudulentness, I don't know if that's a word, then they're going to be more focused on Mike being fraudulent. There you go. Then they're going to be about the other people hiding it. I mean, I think Harvey and Gina and Jessica will be...
It's hard to remember her name.
And Jessica will be major components, but I think like Rachel, Lewis will all be semi out of the...
Not involved.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be involved. I don't know. I'm just blanking on words here.
Dude, you are letting me down. You're letting this is why you're an assistant.
Yeah, but you know what? We're not going to be editing this. This is going to be not edited. Just raw.
We're just going to have to bump you down to junior.
Junior. There's only two of us in your host, and I'm junior co-host.
Yeah. Junior assistant co-host.
Okay.
Okay, so we didn't really talk that much about Jessica and Malone, but let's be honest, no one wants to hear about them. So,
yeah, no one.
Let's do a quick... The crowd favorite. Most people probably just skipped to this, to be honest.
I think we need a drum roll.
You want one?
Do it.
Who even knows what that sounds like? I hope it sounds okay.
That's actually a drum roll.
That's a drum. Here it is, your favorite segment. It's Aaron's Lightning Round. Now with awesome crackle effects. I love it. Our mysterious producer does an excellent job. So, for any new listeners who are not familiar with Aaron's Lightning Round, let me just tell you how it goes. I'm going to say some sentences or phrases or topics or just things in relation from this episode or about this episode, and Nick is going to react off the top of his head with the first thing that he can think of, or what, how it makes him feel to what I say. And we're just going to go through a few things really quick. And if Nick can think of any, he'll do a couple for me. He usually can't. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. First one. The opening scene. Talk about it.
The green screen, man. It's the first thing I said. I hated it. It looks extremely fake. And that's all I really have to say about that. And I don't like, listen, I really don't like how, and I pointed it out to you during the episode. I don't like how they just go somewhere and they arrange a meeting and they work out the logistics of the meeting, clearing schedules and stuff. And Harvey sits down for 2 seconds and says some little smart thing and then walks away. I'm like, you can't just call somebody?
That's true. I never thought about that.
Like, literally, like, he just sits there. He's like, you know, you can't do this because I'm Harvey, blah, blah, blah. And then he walks away. And I'm like, dude, just call him and tell him.
It's true. True. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay, go.
Second one. I don't. Maybe you won't feel the same about this as me, but I feel like there's something there. Lewis's future with his client Joan. I don't mean like in like a relationship way. I'm just saying.
Okay.
In general.
It's funny you say that because I thought the same thing when she made the. And I didn't even think twice about it until she made the comment that she was passed from Jessica to Harvey and then passed on to Lewis. And she was like, I guess we have something in common.
Yeah.
And I can see Lewis being shunned by the rest of Pierce Inspector Lit, kind of seeking out that relationship in her, you know, and just being like, hey, like, we have something in common.
Yeah. And then maybe, I guess the way I was thinking about it was that happened. And it's like, oh, maybe they will be like closer than Harvey and Jessica were to her, and maybe that relationship, work business relationship, will play out and help them at some point or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, next one. This is my last one.
Okay. It's
a fairly short episode, not very many lightning round questions. Last question. At the end of the episode, Lewis goes and talks to Malone, does all the fake stuff for Jessica, comes out, looks at Jessica through the glass, nods his head, and she nods her head. What will their relationship be like going forward?
I think it'll be relatively the same.
So you still tense?
Yeah, still tense. I think there'll still be some tension there.
Okay.
But I think Lewis kind of accepted his mistakes. I think he knows he's being kind of a jerk.
Okay.
I'm not saying that he'll be over it, but I think he kind of acknowledges that, and that's what the nod was. It's like, hey, I did what you told me to do. Like, I will play along now. And she was like, okay, good. You know? But I think there'll still be some tension there in certain circumstances. I think he'll still want to get his way. I think he'll always use Mike's secret as blackmail and extortion. So there'll always be tension, but I think for the next few episodes, it'll be kind of calm.
Okay.
That's just me.
All right, I have no more lightning round questions. Do you have any?
I have two.
What?
What? Really? I know. Yeah. No, for real. Like, okay. I do.
All right, go ahead. Let's go.
Okay, ready?
Rocket.
Rocket. Okay, first up. Will we see Gerard again?
Yes.
Ooh, jaunty.
Jaunty.
Okay, why? Do you think that Mike's secret will come back into it?
I think that, yes. I think that Mike's secret will come back into it. And also, I just think that it seems like that this show, I mean, have you noticed that they have a thing for bringing in the main actors, like their people they know, like Harvey's wife or Gabriel Mock's wife has been on the show several times. Mike's girlfriend's going to be on. Sorry. what's his name?
Patrick Adams.
Patrick Adams' girlfriend is going to be on the show, and now Gabriel's dad. So, and I'm sure there's been other ones. So I think that he'll be back. I mean, this is his second time back now. He's kind of like a third string character, so they'll bring him back eventually for something, if not because of Mike's secret.
Okay. And then my final and last question of the lightning.
Final and last. Those are the same thing.
I was just reiterating for those that
didn't hear.
That maybe missed the first second of the, yeah.
Or they don't know what final means. Come on, bro.
I mean, maybe. Come on. Anyways, my final question of the lightning round is, do you still think Jessica will leave at the end of season 4?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
I don't... Okay.
Increasingly, I'm thinking... For a while, I was like, you know what? That can happen. But now I'm starting to think, maybe season 5.
Let's clarify. I know I might have used this verbiage, but I'm gonna change it a little bit. She might not leave, but she will be gone.
Clarify.
Well, it might not be a choice.
Jaunty.
Jaunty.
Meaning that she might be, like, forced to go.
Forced to go.
Ooh, double jaunty.
Double jaunty.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm starting to think maybe season 5. It just seems like there's no real reason that could give proper reason for her to leave or be forced out in, like, 3 episodes. You know?
You never know, but you never know.
Maybe. Suits can impress us, I guess, if they do it. All right, is there anything else you have?
I do. Predictions. Not think so. No.
Hot takes.
We kind of missed out on the we missed out on the preview for next week, so
I think next week is the week Patrick J. Adams' girlfriend is going to be on the show. They said she was going to be on the flashback episode, so.
Oh, then yeah, it's probably going to be this episode.
And I also heard it's going to be about him at law school or something, so maybe we'll see some Mike at law school.
Hmm.
I don't know. We didn't see the promo, but that's what
yeah.
I read.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, awesome. So we didn't see that, so I don't really think, I mean, next week's a flashback episode, so I don't really think there's anything to predict, per se.
No, I don't think so. We don't have any Twitter questions because we're not loved, I guess.
No,
but
we just didn't ask for them.
Oh, yeah, we also didn't ask.
Yeah. But we did get some good feedback about the last episode, so thank you guys very much for that. We've been corresponding with a few fans, so we appreciate all the support.
Especially Rob.
Whoa, dude.
Name dropping. Sorry, but Rob tweets us like twice a week, man.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Rob. We appreciate it. And thank you very much to any fans who have tweeted us. See, we have given quite a few shout outs on this show this is our 13th podcast. We've given quite a few shout outs. That should give you guys some inclination to interact with us more. Like I begged you last week for more feedback, please give us some more feedback. We want to hear it all. We want you to tell us that we're terrible or whatever it is.
I don't know if I want to hear I'm terrible, but
okay. Well, if I'm terrible, I want to know. But anyways, I'm not going to give you the whole spiel again. You guys know where to find us. You can go to @SuitsPodcast on Twitter. You can email us
suitspodcast@gmail.com.
You can find my personal Twitter @AFatGreekCat, no spaces. Do you want to give your personal Twitter?
@NickLehman1992. LEHMAN is how you spell my last name.
So @NickLehman1992. I don't think we have any, we could give out all the things that we're available on, but you probably...
You know what? Let's do it. iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, you can email us, you can tweet us, you can Facebook us, you can personal Twitter us.
Facebook?
We do. There's only like one post. I don't really keep up with it. That's my fault.
Oh, I can't believe we have a Facebook.
Anyways, but you can do any of that kind of stuff. Talk to us, whatever. We don't really have too much of social life, so I'm sure we'll respond fairly quickly.
Exactly. So, it seems like our outros are just longer than the episode. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to be back next week. It is next week, right? I don't even know if it's next week because we didn't get to see the promo. Hopefully it's next week.
It is next week. And you know what also comes out next week?
What?
50 Shades of Grey. Hopefully we don't see another preview again.
Well, there's like 6
versions. I know. I don't want to see
anymore. It was even mentioned in the show.
Yeah, it was. That's weird.
Yeah.
USA is just like...
going hard on the 50 Shades
kind
of Grey
some
train.
Kind of deal with 50 Shades. Anyways. Maybe.
So, we will be back next week to talk about episode 13. Thank you guys so much for listening. I have been your awesome, with awesome hair, host, Aaron. And I was joined, as always, by my junior assistant co-host.
Slash producer.
Nick/The Swoop. You have a lot of titles and nicknames.
/social media extraordinaire. Okay. Or social media connoisseur, I would prefer.
Let's not go
if we're going to choose titles.
Okay. This podcast should have been over 2 minutes.
It should have.
So, again, thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week. Goodbye, Soothers. You know what's disappointing?
What?
About this podcast?
What?
I didn't even saw you enough.
You didn't. Thank God.
I tried to throw something in at the end.
I literally hate when I'm like, hey, we should talk about this, and you're just like, shots fired at me, just like dropping bombs on me, and I'm just sitting here defenseless. Just sitting here defenseless.
Well,
young gods.
I just enjoy it. Young gods. It makes me feel alive.
It makes you feel alive to insult me.
Yeah.
I mean, what good is life really if you don't sit on a throne of judgment and judge others?
So. Exactly.